Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Zen Mirror by Kai T. Murano presents a practical, story-driven entry point into Zen-inspired living for modern readers who feel pulled by stress, distraction, and anxious thinking. Framed as part of the Zen Path Mindful Living series, the book uses short teachings and reflective narratives to translate mindfulness into everyday choices, not abstract philosophy. Its central promise is simple: when you learn to observe your mind clearly, you gain room to respond rather than react. The Zen mirror is a metaphor for awareness itself, calm, honest, and able to reflect what is present without distortion. Across its lessons, the book emphasizes inner peace as a skill that can be trained through attention, breath, perspective shifts, and compassionate self-inquiry. Rather than insisting on perfection, it encourages steady practice and gentle course correction. Readers can expect guidance on positive thinking that is grounded in realism, techniques for working with difficult emotions, and reminders to find steadiness amid ordinary routines. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, awareness as a mirror seeing thoughts, without becoming them. A core theme is the Zen-like capacity to notice experience with clarity, as if the mind were a mirror that reflects what appears without clinging or pushing it away. The book frames inner peace less as a permanent mood and more as the result of improved relationship to thoughts and emotions. Instead of treating every worry as a command, the reader is encouraged to name it, feel it, and let it pass through awareness. This approach helps reduce the sense of being trapped by mental chatter and create space for wiser decisions. The teachings highlight how stress often multiplies when we identify with a storyline, such as "I am failing" or "this will never improve," rather than recognizing a temporary thought pattern. By practicing observation, you learn to separate facts from interpretations and to respond from presence. The practical value is immediate conversations become less reactive, setbacks become less personal, and anxious anticipation loses some of its grip. The mirror metaphor also supports self-compassion because it replaces judgment with curiosity. In this view, mindfulness is not blanking the mind, but learning to witness it steadily, so that calm is available even when life remains complex. Secondly, mindful living in ordinary moments, turning routine into practice. The book emphasizes that mindfulness does not require special settings or lengthy retreats. Instead, it presents daily life as the main training ground. Ordinary moments such as walking, eating, working, or washing dishes become opportunities to return to the present and rebuild attention. This matters because many people try to solve stress only by adding more tasks, including wellness tasks, which can become another source of pressure. A daily life approach makes the practice sustainable by integrating it with what you already do. The teachings encourage simple resets, noticing the breath, feeling the body, listening fully, and completing one action at a time. Such habits counter multitasking and rumination, two common drivers of overwhelm. The book also highlights how mindfulness improves the quality of experience, not by making life perfect, but by reducing the mental fog that causes you to miss your own life as it happens. By repeatedly coming back to the present, you strengthen attention like a muscle and develop steadier emotional regulation. Over time, routines stop feeling like obstacles and start functioning as anchors. The message is that peace is not found by escaping life, but by meeting it directly and consistently. Thirdly, positive thinking. With depth reframing without denial, the Zen mirror approaches positive thinking as a disciplined perspective shift rather than forced optimism. Instead of telling readers to replace every negative thought with a cheerful one, the teachings point toward realistic reframing seeing options, identifying what is controllable, and loosening rigid interpretations. This is especially useful for people who have tried motivational methods that feel inauthentic. The book suggests that genuine positivity grows from awareness and acceptance first. When you stop fighting your experience, you can examine it more clearly and then choose a more helpful frame. The reader is guided to notice habitual mental filters such as catastrophizing, mind reading, and perfectionism, and then to practice alternatives such as patience, gratitude, and beginner mind. In Zen-inspired terms, positivity is not about decorating reality, but about perceiving it without unnecessary distortion. The benefit is a calmer, more resilient mindset that can hold difficulty without spiraling. This kind of reframing also improves relationships because it reduces defensive assumptions and encourages more generous interpretations of others. Ultimately, the book ties positive thinking to inner freedom. You cannot always control circumstances, but you can train how you meet them, which changes the direction of your days. Fourthly, working with stress and emotion, from resistance to regulation, a significant focus is overcoming stress by changing the way you relate to discomfort. The book treats stress as both a mental and physical experience, one that intensifies when you resist it, suppress it, or judge yourself for feeling it. By contrast, mindful attention can interrupt the escalation cycle. You notice early signs, soften bodily tension, slow the breath, and give emotions room to move. The teachings encourage readers to approach feelings like anxiety, anger, or sadness as information rather than as identity. This stance makes it easier to respond skillfully, whether that means taking a pause, communicating more clearly, or setting boundaries. The stories and lessons also underscore that peace is compatible with strong emotions. The goal is not numbness, but stability. Stress reduction becomes a process of returning to the present, reducing unnecessary future tripping and loosening the grip of perfectionistic demands. The book also points to the value of small practices repeated consistently, which is how real regulation is built. Over time, the reader can develop a calmer baseline and a faster recovery after setbacks. That recovery skill is one of the most practical markers of progress in mindful living. Lastly, compassion, simplicity, and the Zen path building, an inner home. Beyond techniques, the book presents a broader philosophy of living that prioritizes simplicity and compassion. Inner peace is portrayed as an inner home you return to, not a trophy you earn. This includes compassion toward others and toward yourself, especially when you fall back into old patterns. The Zen path theme encourages readers to value practice over performance and to treat growth as gradual. Simplicity shows up as reducing mental clutter, letting go of unhelpful comparisons, and focusing on what matters right now. This orientation can be applied to decision-making, work habits, and relationships, helping readers see where their attention is being drained. Compassion also functions as a stabilizer, because self-criticism often fuels stress more than external events. By choosing gentler self-talk and more patient expectations, you conserve energy for meaningful action. The teaching suggests that mindful living is not isolated from ethics. It naturally supports kindness, honest reflection, and reduced reactivity. As a result, the reader is invited to cultivate a life that feels less fragmented, where inner calm supports outward behavior. The overall outcome is a more grounded identity, not based on constant achievement, but on steady awareness and humane values. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want an accessible, story-based guide to mindfulness and Zen-inspired calm, especially those dealing with daily stress, racing thoughts, or emotional reactivity. It also suits beginners who feel intimidated by highly technical meditation manuals, because its tone is geared toward practical understanding and repeatable habits. The main life benefit comes from learning how to relate to your mind differently. When you can observe thoughts without immediately believing them, you gain freedom in small moments that add up: less conflict, better focus, and a steadier mood. The emphasis on integrating mindfulness into ordinary routines makes the practice easier to maintain, which is often the missing piece in self-help efforts that begin with enthusiasm and fade quickly. Compared with similar books that rely mainly on motivational hype or abstract spiritual language, this one stands out by centering mindful awareness as a grounded skill, supported by teachings that encourage realism, patience, and self-compassion. It offers readers a practical path to positive thinking that does not deny hardship and stress tools that can be applied immediately. For anyone seeking calmer days and clearer choices, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Kai T. Murano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.